Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you mightily for your love and your care, your presence and your persistence. We ask you, Lord, this day to open up our ears and hearts to receive what it is that you have for us. And we pray, Lord, that above all else, it is yours, that we may be able to draw closer to you through your Holy Spirit this day. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Page 68, Exodus 24, verse 12 to 18. Hear now God's word. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he had said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again, for Aaron and Ur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Excuse me, out there. Somebody brought down. We find ourselves together on a named Sunday in the life of the church, and the name of this Sunday is? There you go. Thank you. Yeah, I wasn't drinking. I wanted you to answer that. Transfiguration Sunday. Transfiguration Sunday is the day that we remember the story of Jesus going up on the mountain with his disciples, with a few of his disciples, where he was transfigured. And the way the scriptures tells us is that he became brighter or whiter than what any bleach on earth can make. There's one of the gospels uses that language. And then standing there before him was Moses and Elijah. And they were speaking to Jesus, and we have no idea what the conversation was. And while they were there, Peter says, to Jesus, "Lord, it's good that you have us here today. Let us build booths so that everyone has a place to stay." What do you say? I mean, the situation they find themselves in was odd, and Peter didn't know how to react. And then all of a sudden, a voice spoke out of the cloud and said, "This is my son, my beloved. Listen to him." And then there was nobody. There was nobody there anymore. The basic understanding of this moment in the life of Jesus is that the veil was pulled back from Jesus' face, and for a moment they got to see Jesus' divinity, his righteousness, just that Jesus was a part of God in that moment, and the disciples got to see it. Now, it's interesting that this moment takes place on top of a mountain. And then the moment that we just read about in Exodus, excuse me, also takes place on top of a mountain. Mountains had significance back in the Old Testament and in the days of Jesus. You'll remember that in the Old Testament, they started speaking against worshiping at the high places. You remember that language being used? The high places were places you shouldn't go because they would worship other gods at those high places. But the high places had a special kind of theological significance. And what that was in that day, they believed that the earth that we lived in, the land where we are now, this plane was human's plane, the humanity's plane. And God's plane of existence was the sky, the heavens, that's where God or the gods dwelled. And so anytime you wanted to get close to God in a physical sense, you would go up. The higher you went, the closer you were to God, because that's where God dwelled. And so, having that thought in our mind, we turn our thoughts to the Tower of Babel. Remember the story of the Tower of Babel? Tower of Babel, excuse me, all the people of earth got together and they said, you know, what's our existence? Let's do something monumental before we're wiped out. And so they built the tower. The tower wasn't just to show their archaeological feat and how good they were at engineering. Excuse me. The purpose of the tower was that they may go to the dwelling place of God. That they would build the tower all the way up into the sky and so upon their own initiative enter into the realm of God themselves. And so thus becoming gods themselves. And so God frustrated their plans so that they wouldn't achieve this. And so the story of the Transfiguration has great significance. The significance of the story is that no longer through Jesus Christ do we have to dwell or do we have to travel up a mountain in order to reach God, but God has come down. That the God that we can't reach, no matter how high of a ladder we climb or how high of a mountain we go or how high in an airplane we go or whatever the case is, we can never reach the presence of God, except that presence now has come down to us. That God loves us so much that God lowered God's self to our plane of existence. Transfiguration reminds us that we don't have to search for God because God searched for us. This is truly a wonderful Sunday to remember because it reminds us that God who got rid of all of life obstacles, who defeated everything that this world throws at us, including death, meets us where we are. We don't have to go searching, but we just have to look because Christ is by our side, because Jesus is with us. And it's significant also that the Transfiguration Sunday is at it's the Sunday right before Lent starts. The reason for this is that we find ourselves on Ash Wednesday entering into Lent, and Lent is supposed to be a difficult time. We're going to start talking a little bit about fasting and what that means, and many of us fast something during the time of Lent. Usually it's chocolate, or potato chips, or whatever, you know, candy that we don't want to eat anyway, and so we want to find an excuse not to eat it. So whatever that ends up being. But we fast this in order for us to remember that it's God that we need to rely upon, not whatever it is that we want to give up. That we need God in our lives in order to move forward because we're frail, prone to mistakes, prone to breakages of relationships or whatever the case might be. And it's Christ who walks us on this difficult path during Lent. It's God who leads us. Not because we were able to dwell upon the mountain, but because God was able to come down into the valley. This scripture and this Sunday that we celebrate also brings to light that wonderful scripture, the 23rd Psalm. I will not fear the valley of shadow of death, for you are with me. God doesn't just stay on the mountaintop, but accompanies us into the valley. And you know what? Sometimes we find ourselves in a valley far more often than what we like, but we're not alone. And today, Transfiguration Sundays, we look forward to Lent. We can thank God for that.